弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
非常感谢神的恩典，今天有机会来到这里跟弟兄姊妹一同来思想神的话。
I truly thank the grace of God so that I can meditate upon the word of God with all the brothers and sisters here.
我也把洛杉矶基督之家弟兄姊妹的问候带到这里。
I also bring all the greetings from the brothers and sisters from Los Angeles to you.
早上我们感谢神的恩典，有机会在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通。
We thank the grace of God that we have this opportunity to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我想我在主面前寻求，到底要跟弟兄姊妹交通什么
？As I inquired of the Lord as to what I should fellowship upon.
主就把这一段的圣经放在我的里面。
God put this passage from the Bible in my heart.
我们就一同来读这里的圣经是创世纪二十二章。
So let's read together Genesis chapter 22.
这一段圣经都是我们大家非常熟悉的圣经。
We're all very familiar with this passage in the Bible.
也许我们读过很多遍。
Maybe we have read it many times.
也许我们都知道里面所有的事情。
Maybe we knew all the facts in this passage.
但是我盼望我们这一次带着一个敬虔的心再来重新在主面前来读这段话。
However, I wish that all of us have a pious heart to read this word again.
我们读神的话，我们还是慢慢的来读。
As we read the word of God, we need to read slowly.
然后我们一段一段来读。
And then we read passage by passage.
也许神借着他的话再次把他的心意说在我们的里面。
Maybe through his word, God will tell us about his will again.
我们先来读第一、第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
我们用我们熟悉的语言一起来慢慢的读。
Let's use all our familiar language to read slowly.
第一、第二节，请。
Verse 1 and 2.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子。”就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚山地去，要那里只是你的山上，把它献为燔祭。好，我们再来读第三到第五节。
Let's read verse 3 through verse 5.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒，
现在，and he split wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we will worship and return to you.
这里来，好，我们再读第六到第八节。
Let's read verse 6 to verse 8.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火一刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他父亲说：“父亲啊！”亚伯兰说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯兰说：“我儿，神必预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。我们再来读第九到十二节。
Let's read verse 9 to verse 12. Then they came to the place of which God had told him.
And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said,
Abraham,
Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad, and do nothing to him, for now I know that.
Now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Let's read verse 13 to 19.
Finally, let's read together verse 13 to verse 19.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在丛部的小树上。耶和华就除了那只公羊来，献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。 亚伯罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯罕说：“耶和华，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便只做自己起誓，说论福，我不是大福给你。”论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的虾。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。于是亚伯拉回到他仆人那里，他们一同起身往别示巴去，亚伯拉罕就住在别示巴。谢谢，我们把这一段的圣经都读过了。
Thank you. Thank you. We've read through this passage in the Bible.
也许这就这样，圣经神自己来向我们的心来说话。
Perhaps God will speak to our hearts with His own words.
我还是先来一同有点祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
早上你再一次召集我们在你面前。
This morning, you gathered us again before you.
要我们要把真实的敬拜来献给你。
We want to give you true worship.
因为你愿意我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Because you desire for us to gather before you to worship you.
你也乐意要把你自己向我们来启示。
You also delight in revealing yourself to us.
你把你的心意要说在我们的里面。
You want to reveal your heart to us.
要我们看见你的大爱。
So that we can see your great love.
因为你的大爱感动我们，愿意把自己再次来奉献给你。
Because your great love moved us, so that we want to offer ourselves again to you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
不是我们先爱你。
It is not that we loved you first.
而是你先爱我们。
But you first loved us.
你把你的儿子，你说是你独生的儿子，为我们献上。
You gave us your son, your only son, and you offered him to us.
你让他在十字架上为我们被挂在十字架上。
You enabled him to die on the cross for us.
他为我们舍了他的生命。
He forsook his life for us.
因为他流出了宝血。
Because of his precious blood.
我们这些人能得着神儿子的生命。
We could gain the life of the Son of God.
因为这是你的大爱。
This is your great love.
让你的爱融化我们的心。
May your love melt our hearts.
我们愿意把自己再次献在你的面前。
We desire to offer ourselves again before you.
满足你的心意。
We want to satisfy your heart.
早上你自己向我们每一个人说话。
This morning, may you speak to every single one of us.
在这里没有人的声音。
Here, we do not hear any word from men.
让神的儿子自己这就圣灵来向我们每一个人的心里说话。
May the Son of God speak to all of our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
当然在这里讲的听的同蒙神的恩典。
May all, the speaker and the listeners all be blessed by the grace of God.
感谢赞美靠主耶稣基督的名。
We thank and praise you by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主这一次给弟兄姊妹信息的题目。
We thank you, thank God. The title of my sharing today
是亚伯拉罕与以撒的顺服。
Is the obedience of Abraham and Isaac.
在这段圣经里面讲到很多的事情。
Many things were discussed in this passage.
但是我重点放在亚伯拉罕跟以撒的顺服上。
But my emphasis is on the obedience of Abraham and Isaac.
通过这一段的圣经
through this passage,
我们能够在学习他们的顺服。
We can learn of, from their obedience.
我们也愿意在神面前有这样的顺服。
We also desire to have that obedience before the face of God.
刚才我们弟兄说到敬拜。
Earlier, our brother, mentioned worship.
我们主日在这里敬拜神。
On Sunday mornings, we worship God here.
什么是真实的敬拜?
What is true worship?
完全的顺服。
Which is total obedience.
按照神的话。
According to the word of God.
把自己完全的献给神。
We offer ourselves as totally to God.
这就是真实的敬拜。
That is true worship.
但愿我们聚会在这里有这样的敬拜在神面前。
May we have this true worship in our gatherings here before God.
神自己的心得着满足。
So that the heart of God will be satisfied.
那我们又在神面前蒙受更大的祝福。
And we will be greatly blessed before God.
感谢神，若我们能够在神面前有这样的一个得着。
We thank God if we have this kind of gaining in front of God.
我想神不但神得着心满意足
Not only would God's heart be satisfied,
我想我们在神面前正蒙更大的祝福。
We will be gaining even greater blessings before Him.
而且这个祝福不是光临到我们。
And the blessings will not only come to us.
也因着我们在神面前蒙恩。
And through us, because of the grace that we've gained from God,
把祝福带给我们周围的人。
We can bring blessings to people around us.
不但带给 Houston 这里的人。
Not only to bless people in Houston.
也带给在我们所亲爱的中国的同胞们。
We can also bring it to our countrymen in China.
也带给全地所有能够因为我们的缘故蒙神恩典的人。
And all the people who would gain the grace of God on this whole earth.
而在这里亚伯拉罕听见神对他说话。
Here Abraham heard the voice of God speaking to him.
我看见神在这里向亚伯拉罕说了他的心意。
And we see that God told Abraham what is on his heart.
到底神为什么要对亚伯拉罕说这样的话？
So why did God speak to Abraham accordingly?
当我们常常读这段圣经的时候，
As we read this passage,
我们觉得这是神在试验亚伯拉罕。
We felt that God was testing Abraham.
当然，在这里神实在也是在试验亚伯拉罕。
Of course, God was really testing Abraham too.
但是在这段圣经里面，我们看见不止神要试验亚伯拉罕。
But we see that God was not only testing Abraham.
神是在把自己的心掏出来给亚伯拉罕看。
God wanted to bring out his heart and show Abraham.
他把神自己最心最深的心意来向亚伯拉罕表明。
God wanted to manifest to Abraham his deepest desire in his heart.
在这里，如果我们更深来读这段圣经的时候，我们会看见神打开他的心，掏出他的心来给亚伯拉罕看。
If we read this passage with carefulness and deeply, we will see that God really opened up his heart and brought out his heart's desires to show Abraham.
也许我们后面会详细的讲到这一段。
We will discuss this in more greater detail.
但是在这里我们看见神跟亚伯拉罕的关系是非常亲密的关系。
We see here that God had a very close relationship with Abraham.
神常常跟亚伯拉罕说话。
God constantly spoke to Abraham.
神常常把他的心来向亚伯拉罕说明。
God constantly showed what was on his heart to Abraham.
那为什么神跟亚伯拉罕的关系是这么好？
Why was God's relationship with Abraham so good?
我们常常在主面前也说主啊我愿意听见你的声音。
A lot of times we go before God and we say we want to hear your voice, God.
我也愿意明白你的心意。
We want to know what's on your heart's desire.
但是多少时候我们好像没有像亚伯拉罕跟神那样的美好的关系。
However, a lot of times we do not have this beautiful relationship between God and Abraham.
问题在哪里？
Where is the crux of the problem?
我也许从亚伯拉罕跟以撒的身上我们能够学习这一点。
Maybe from Abraham and Isaac, we can learn from them.
我们看见当神对亚伯拉罕说了这一段话以后，
We see that after God spoke this passage of words to Abraham,
那亚伯拉罕有什么反应呢？
What was Abraham's reaction?
我们看到第三节，
We see that in verse 3,
亚伯拉罕清早起来就马上对神的话有一个很迅速的反应。
So we see that Abraham rose early in the morning and he had a speedy reaction to God's word.
神对亚伯拉罕说，神对亚伯拉罕说，
God said to Abraham,
你带着你的儿子，
Take now your son,
就是你独生的儿子，
Your only son,
你所爱的，
Whom you love,
你所爱的以撒，
Whom you love, Isaac,
往摩利亚地去，
And go to the land of Moriah,
在我指示你的山上，
And on one of the mountains of which I will tell you,
把它献为燔祭。
And offer him there as a burnt offering.
这对亚伯拉罕讲是一个非常困难的事情。
To Abraham, this is a difficult thing.
那神为什么对他这样要求？
Why did God have such a request from him?
我不晓得你们听见这段话，你又什么感觉？
I don't know what your reaction is when you hear about these words.
如果我是亚伯拉罕呢？
If I were Abraham,
我会有这样的反应。
I would have this reaction.
神啊！
God,
你不是应许说唯有以撒所生的才是我的后裔吗？
Didn't you tell me that only what came out of Isaac would be my descendants?
你曾经答应过赐给我一个儿子。
You earlier promised to give me a son.
而且从这个儿子身上以后会生出我的后裔，像海边的沙那么多。
And from this son, you would give me descendants as many as the sand which is on the seashore.
像天上的星那么多。
And as many as the stars of the heavens.
如果现在要把这个以撒献上。
If I had to offer Isaac up now,
而且把它献为燔祭,
and offer him up as a burnt offering,
你知道燔祭是怎么样的献上吗?
You know how burnt offering was being offered?
要把这个全个祭牲完全烧在坛上。
This whole animal will be burnt on the altar.
如果我把以撒这样献上,
if I only offered up Isaac,
那你的旨意怎么成就啊?
And how can your will be done?
我的后裔哪里来啊?
Where would be my descendants from?
那你这样叫我做有没有搞错啊?
Did you make a mistake by asking me to do this?
那我们常常啊，当神对我们一点要求的时候啊,
when God made a little request of us,
我们常常跟神讲理由。
We always reason with God.
而且我们的理由常常都很准确的。
And a lot of times our reasons are quite accurate.
但是我们看见亚伯兰在这里对神的话这反应是怎么样。
But we see how Abraham reacted to God's word here.
当晚上神在梦中向他显现。
When God revealed to him at night in a dream.
我不知道是不是梦中显现，但是反正晚上神向他显现。
I don't know whether it's in a dream, but at night God revealed himself to Abraham.
他清早起来马上怎么样？
And what happened early in the morning when he rose?
他马上在清早起来背上驴。
And he rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey.
而且带着他的仆人和他儿子以撒。
And took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son.
而且还劈好了燔祭的柴。
And he split wood for the burnt offering.
把一切马上都准备好。
He prepared everything.
而且马上就启程。
And he immediately took off.
按照神所指示的地方就去了。
And went to the place of which God had told him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你想一想，是何等不容易的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, think about it. This is not easy.
我看见亚伯拉罕的顺服是怎样的顺服。
We see the obedience of Abraham.
是立刻的顺服。
It's immediate.
是完全的顺服。
It is total.
是完全不理由的顺服。
It is total obedience without any reasoning.
是甘心乐意的顺服。
And he obeyed with his whole heart.
你知道为什么神跟亚伯拉罕有这样美好的关系吗?
Do you know why God has such a great relationship with Abraham?
在过去日子里面神每一次对他说话。
Because in the past, every time God spoke to him,
他马上就顺服。
He immediately obeyed.
因为这样的顺服。
And because of his obedience,
他看见神的恩典。
He saw the grace of God.
他因为这样的顺服。
And because of his obedience,
他经历神的祝福。
He experienced the blessings of God.
这是一个信心在神面前的成长的过程。
This is the growth of his faith before God.
你知道多少时候我们不能顺服吗?
Do you know why a lot of times we cannot obey?
因为我们对神的信心不够。
Because we do not have sufficient faith toward God.
很多时候神对我们一点点的要求。
A lot of times God made a small request.
我们没办法顺服。
We cannot obey.
因为我们没有办法完全的信靠神。
Because we cannot totally trust in the Lord.
你知道信心好像一个芥菜种一样。
Faith is like a little mustard seed.
当我们在一件小的事情上，神对我们一点要求。
When there's a small thing and God requests us of that.
我们能够顺服他。
And we are enabled to obey him.
因为我们的顺服。
And because of our obedience.
我们看见神的祝福。
We see the blessings of God.
我们看见神的信息。
We see the message of God.
我们看见神听我们的祷告。
We see that God answered our prayers.
他成就他的心意在我们身上。
He accomplished his desire on us.
我们的信心就长了一片叶子。
Then we grow a little leaf in our faith.
今天长一片叶子。
Today there's a little leaf growing out of our faith.
明天在神更多的事上，我们能够把重一点的事情来交在神的手中。
Tomorrow we are enabled to give a little bit more thing into the hands of God.
我们又看见神的恩典。
And we see the grace of God again.
我们也看见神的爱。
And we see the love of God.
我们看见神听我们祷告。
We see that God hears our prayers.
然后我们的信心又增加一点。
And then our faith is increased a little bit more.
一个长了一片叶子。
There's a leaf that is sprouting.
再长一片叶子。
And then another leaf sprouts.
慢慢信心就长成了。
Gradually, faith is maturing.
而且我们信心能够开花。
And then the faith blossoms.
能够结出信心的果子来。
And then it can bear fruit of faith.
这样的话，我们生命就因为这样在神面前的经历。
And because of this experience,
我们一点一点在成长。
Our life in God will grow little by little.
我们的属灵生命一点一点在成长。
And our spiritual life is growing little by little.
让我们结出圣灵的果子来。
So that we can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise God.
亚伯拉罕是在过去的几十年是这样的经历的。
Abraham experienced accordingly in the decades past.
在这个时间亚伯拉罕进了迦南地已经40多年。
By this time, Abraham has entered into the land of Canaan for over 40 years.
神一次一次的对他说话。
God spoke to him over and over again.
他一次一次经历神的恩典。
And he experienced the grace of God over and over again.
所以在这样的一件事情上，他对神有更多的认识。
So on this matter, he has more knowledge about God.
而且他听见神的话。
In addition, he heard the word of God. He immediately obeyed.
完全的顺服。
And he totally obeyed.
不问理由的顺服。
He did not ask for any reasoning.
甘心乐意的顺服。
He obeyed with his total heart gladly.
这是我们学习顺服的一个榜样。
This is an example by which we should learn obedience.
但愿我们借着亚伯拉罕的经历。
We hope that through the experience of Abraham,
我们能够在神面前学习信心的顺服。
We can learn to obey by faith.
当我们看见亚伯拉罕清早起来
And we see that Abraham rose early in the morning.
他带上了所有一切要奉献把他儿子以撒要献在坛上的一切东西都准备好
He prepared everything so that he could offer up Isaac on the altar.
带着他的仆人带着他的儿子以撒
And he took the young man and his son Isaac.
把燔祭的柴也劈好了
And he also split wood for the burnt offering.
他就起行向神所指示的地方去。
And he took off and went to the place of which God had told him.
到了第三天。
On the third day,
他们亚伯兰举目远远地看见那个地方。
Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance.
你知道吗？在圣经上每一次说了第三天的时候。
You know that every time the Bible talks about on the third day,
都说到复活的日子。
It is the day of resurrection.
在亚伯兰心中，也许他心中有一个故事。
Maybe there's a story in the heart of Abraham.
他知道。
He knew.
他明白神的心意。
And he understood the will of God.
他也认识复活的主。
And he also knew the Lord of Resurrection.
但在这里，亚伯兰举目远远地看见那个地方的时候。
When Abraham raised his eyes and saw that place.
亚伯兰就对他的仆人说。
Abraham said to his young man.
仆人，亚伯兰对他的仆人说
：“Abraham said to his servants，
他说你们的和驴在这里等候
，Stay here with the donkey。
我和童子往那里去拜一拜
，And I and the lad will go yonder，
就回到你们这里来
，And we will return to you。
你看见亚伯兰在这里为什么要把他的仆人留在那里
？You see why Abraham left his servants there？
我相信亚伯兰心中也知道。”
We know that even in the heart of Abraham, he knew.
如果他仆人跟他一起到山上去
，if his servants went with him to the
mount, 如果他要把以撒献上
，and he wanted to offer up Isaac,
也许会带来一些拦阻
，there may be some hindrance.
你看亚伯拉罕，他遵循神的话
，you see that Abraham followed the word of God.
他把一切拦阻他来听从神的话的事情都放下。
He cast down all the things that may hinder him from obeying God.
我们看见，常常我们要听从神的话的时候
，A lot of times we see that when we want to obey the word of God,
很多时候会有些拦阻。
A lot of times there are hindrances.
有些事情会缠累着我们，没有办法来把自己献给神。
A lot of us hinder us from offering ourselves to God.
但是我们看见亚伯兰在这里，他知道。
But we see here that Abraham knew.
他看见一切拦阻他来奉献给神的事情。
He saw all the hindrances that may hinder him from obeying God.
他把这一切都先排除掉。
So he took care of all those things first.
所以他叫他的仆人们说：“你们在这里。
”So he said to his servants, "Stay here."
我带着童子往那里去拜一拜。
And I and the lad will go yonder. We will worship.
你看在这里，亚伯拉罕他。知道什么叫敬拜。
You see here that Abraham knew what worship was.
他知道他要在摩利亚的山上。
He knew that on the Mount of Moriah.
要把他的儿子献在神的面前。
He would offer up his son before God.
这是一个真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
虽然在对他来讲是非常难的一件事情。
Even though to him it was a difficult thing.
我想在亚伯兰心里想。
I think that maybe in his heart, Abraham thought,
他宁可愿意自己献上。
He'd rather offer himself up.
他宁可自己被献在坛上，还比他儿子献上容易。
It would be easier for him to offer himself up on the altar rather than to offer his son up.
真是在这里，父亲的心是在那里，实在是非常难为。
So the heart of the father was troubled.
因为他心里非常爱他这个儿子。
Because in his heart, he dearly loved his son.
而且这个儿子是他唯一的希望。
And this son was his only hope.
哦，但是感谢神。
We thank God.
他相信神。
He believed in God.
他觉得神该得他的敬拜。
He felt that God deserved his worship.
他觉得神配得他一切的献上。
He felt that God deserved for Abraham to offer his all.
今天我们这是神的儿女。
Today, we are children of God.
我们到底在对神，我们对神，我们愿意摆上什么呢？
What are we willing to offer to God today?
多少时候神对我们有一些的要求。
Oftentimes, God has make requirements of us.
那我们对神的反应是怎么呢？
What is our reaction to God?
这实在是提醒我们。
This is a good reminder.
神差他的儿子来到地上。
God sent his son to this earth.
我们这是原来是一个罪人。
We previously were sinners.
我们原来要在火炉的里面。
We were to be thrown into the furnace.
但是感谢神，神爱我们。
However, we thank God that he loved us.
神爱你。
He loved you.
神也爱我。
And he loves me.
神愿意把他自己独生儿子为我们差到地上来。
He is willing to send his only begotten sons to this earth for us.
而且为着我们的罪的缘故。
And because of our sins.
神的儿子。
The son of God.
他降卑他的自己。
Condescended himself.
他来到地上。
He came to this earth.
他成为人的样式。
He took the form of man.
他自己卑微。
He humbled himself.
完全的顺服。
He obeyed totally.
为我们钉死在十字架上。
And he was nailed to the cross for us.
他愿意顺服神，完成神的旨意。
He desired to obey God and to complete his will.
他借助他死在十字架上，显明神对我们这些地上的人的爱。
Through his death on the cross, he revealed the love of God to people on earth.
他爱所有地上的人。
He loves all the people on this earth.
在人没有指望的时候。
When men do not have hope.
他把他的独生儿子为我们成为代价。
His only begotten son became that price.
他让他的儿子为我死了。
He allowed his son to die for us.
流出了宝血。
And he shed his precious blood.
赦免我们的罪。
So that our sins could be forgiven.
而且他的儿子不但为我们死了。
Not only did his son die for us,
也为我们复活了。
He also rose for us.
他把复活的生命赏赐给我们。
And he also gave us the life of resurrection.
叫我们这些得着神儿子生命的儿女。
So that we who have the life of the Son,
能够经历神儿子丰盛的生命。
We can experience the abundant life of the Son of God.
而且在我们的生活中,
also in our lives,
神也要我们能够活出他儿子复活的丰盛的生命。
And God also wants us to live out this abundant life in our
lives. 就能看见我们的时候,
so that when people see us,
能够归荣耀给神。
They can give glory to God.
但是神有的时候也对我们有一些要求。
But sometimes God also makes requirements of us.
你们知道吗?
Do you know?
多少的时候我们愿意明白神的心意。
We want to understand the will of God.
但是为什么我们没有办法知道明白神的心意?
But why are we unable to understand the will of God?
因为神的心意是向顺服他的人来显现的。
Because God only reveals his will to people who obey him.
多少时候我们不明白神的心意是因为不肯顺服。
Oftentimes we do not know the will of God because we are not willing to obey.
有的时候我们听见了。
Sometimes we hear.
因为我们没有一个愿意顺服的心。
But because we do not have the heart of obedience.
但是呢话在我们身上没有发生果效。
So the word does not have effect in our lives.
所以很多时候我们没有办法明白神的心意。
So a lot of times we're unable to understand the heart of God.
但是亚伯拉罕他听见神的话就顺服。
However, Abraham heard the word of God and he obeyed.
而且他甘心乐意的顺服。
And he obeyed with all willingness.
所以神一次一次地向他说话。
Therefore, God spoke to him over and over again.
但愿我们也能够在神面前学习一点的顺服。
May we also can learn a little bit of obedience before God.
我们就能够更多更多能明白神的心意。
So we can understand his heart more and more.
然后我们继续向前看。
And as we read on,
当他对他的仆人们说，你们在这里等候。
When he said to his servant, "Stay here, stay here."
亚伯拉罕就带着他的儿子啊一起啊上摩利亚山上去。
And Abraham took his son to the Mount of Moriah.
然后我们看见亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒的山上。
We also see that Abraham took laid the wood on his son Isaac.
他儿子他自己手里拿着火和刀。
In his hand, there's the fire and the knife.
于是二人同行。
And the two of them walked on together.
我们再看这里看见一幅的图画。
We see a picture here.
父亲跟儿子。
The father and son.
他们一步一步的向摩利亚山上行走。
Step by step, they walk toward the Mount of Moriah.
他儿子背上背着那个燔祭的柴。
And on his son Isaac, he laid on the wood for the burnt offering.
他们两个父子一起的向前走。
And so father and son, the two people walked on together.
这是一幅非常美丽的图画。
This is a beautiful picture.
儿子跟父亲同行。
The father and son walking on together.
而且我们在这看见他们父亲跟儿子有个非常亲密的对话。
And we also see a very endearing conversation between father and son here.
当他们一步一步上山上走的时候。
As they took step by step toward the mount.
我不知道这从山下到山上有走多久的路程。
I don't know the distance between the foot of the hill and the top of the hill.
但是我想当然是一段不短的路程。
I think it's not a short distance.
他们父亲跟儿子之间有一场机会很好的对话。
So this creates an opportunity for them to have a dialogue.
在这里我们看见以撒对他父亲亚伯兰说。
And we see here that Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father.
他说父亲啊。
My father.
那这看很美好的一个对话。
This is a beautiful dialogue.
父亲啊。
My father.
他说那样的亲密。
It is so close.
他说亚伯兰就说我儿啊。
And Abraham said, "Here I am, my son."
你看，父亲跟儿子那样的亲密。
You see this close relationship between father and son.
亚伯兰说：“我呀，我在这里。”
Abraham said, "Here I am, my son."
那以撒就说：“请看。”
And Isaac said, "Behold."
火跟柴都有了。
The fire and the wood.
但燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢？
But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
我们在读这段圣经的时候啊。
And so as we read through this passage in the Bible,
我们觉得非常容易。
We thought it was very easy.
但是你知道在这段路里面亚伯罕的感觉怎么样吗？
But could you understand the feeling of Abraham on this walking distance?
我想用我们的比较容易明白的话来讲。
To put it simply,
他的心在滴血。
His heart is probably dripping blood.
走一步一步一滴血。
He probably dripped one drop of blood each step he took.
因为他心知道，到了山上会可能发生什么事情。
Because he knew what might happen on the top of the mountain.
他要在山上要把他儿子献为燔祭。
And he was to offer up his son as a burnt offering.
这是他独生的儿子。
This is his only son.
他是所爱的儿子。
This is the son whom he loved.
而是他一切的希望。
This is on the son lays all his hope.
但是因为他顺服神的缘故。
But because he obeyed God.
因为他相信神的缘故。
And because he believed in God.
因为看见神的爱的缘故。
Because he saw the love of God.
他愿意把自己完全的献上。
He's willing to offer his all to God.
把他最爱的献在神的面前。
And to offer the one he loved most before God.
但是当儿子这样问的时候。
But as his son asked this question,
他说请看
Behold,
火跟柴都有了
The fire and the wood.
那燔祭的羔羊在哪里
But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
弟兄姊妹如果你是亚伯拉罕你怎么回答
If you were Abraham, what would you say?
非常难回答的问题
This is a difficult question to answer.
如果问我真是不晓得怎么回答
If he asked me, I wouldn't know how to answer.
但是我们看见亚伯兰是怎么回答的。
But we see how Abraham answered.
亚伯兰说啊。
Abraham said,
神必自己预备做燔祭的羔羊。
God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
我不晓得亚伯兰怎么会有这样的回答。
I don't know how Abraham would have this response.
为什么亚伯兰会有这样的回答？
Why would Abraham have this response?
他说神必自己预备做燔祭的羔羊。
God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
我相信亚伯兰这句话。
I believe that, by these words.
不是来应付他儿子的。
Abraham was not just to, take care of his son.
他知道这个他说这个话是从信心来发出来的一个呼喊。
He, was, by faith, he was giving out this cry.
他相信神。
He believed in God.
他相信神的话。
He believed in the word of God.
他相信神的爱。
He believed in the love of God.
在罗马书我们看见保罗是怎么说这件事情的。
We see how, Paul mentioned this matter in Romans.
在罗马书第四章的十七节。
In Romans 4:17,
在这里说到亚伯拉罕
的信心。It talks about, the faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕所信的神。
The God of Abraham.
是叫死人复活的神。
It is one who rose the person from the dead.
亚伯拉罕是所信的神。
The God of Abraham.
是使无变为有的神。
Is to turn, nothing into something.
他在神面前有这样的信心。
He has this, faith before God.
他相信即使他完全把他儿子献上。
He could, he believed that even if he offered his son totally before God.
因为他知道这位神是能够叫死人复活的神。
Because this is a God who could turn the dead and, to rise the dead from the dead.
这位神是要死无变为有的神。
This God will turn nothing into something.
而且在希伯来书的十一章十九节呢也告诉我们。
In Hebrews 11:19, it also says,
他说他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。
He considered that God is able to raise men even from the dead.
实在因为他的信心。
And because of his faith.
他也仿佛从死里面得回他的儿子来。
And from which he also received the son back as a type.
我看见亚伯罕在神对神的相信是那样的完全。
We see that, God, of Abraham's faith toward God is so perfect.
他相信神是爱的。
He believed that God loved him.
神的爱要把更好的来赏赐给他。
And God would give him better things to him.
而且他在过去的经历里面。
And in his past experience.
一次一次的看见神的话是信实的。
Over and over, he saw that the word of God is faithful.
每一次神对他的要求。
Every time God had some requirements of him.
为要他经历神更丰盛的生命。
It was for the purpose for him to experience the more abundant life of God.
今天神对我们的神的儿女也是这样。
Today God also treated.
千山的留万山的养待他一无缺乏。
In him,
he, 我们一
time to him.
要我们在
put it a little bit.
在神看来。
Fire us in this manner.
还是神
America. Maybe it's the president.
做一份工作。荣幸的一件事情，这个掌管宇宙的真神
，The true God who rules over the whole universe，
要我们来侍奉他
，Want us to serve him，
这是何等的恩典
，This is such grace。
而且我们的神要我们这些不堪的人
，And God wants us who are so unworthy，
来与他同工
，To co-work with him，
来为他传扬福音
，And to preach the gospel for him，
来为他来传扬神的恩典。
And to preach the grace of God for him.
这是神对你我的恩典。
This is grace from God to you and me.
感谢神，这个教会下个月有福音的聚会。
We thank God that there's a gospel meeting next month.
那我们但愿神把这个爱来激励我们。
May the love of God spur us on.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
但愿神也让我们有神的爱人的心来爱那些我们周围的人。
May we also have the love of God for the people around us.
我们还有一个月的时间。
We also have a month.
我们求神把那个福音的负担放在我们的里面。
We also ask God to put in us the burden for gospel.
我们的邻居。
Our neighbors.
也许哪一个邻居我们为他祷告。
We may need to pray for specific neighbors.
也许我的同学。
Maybe it's our classmates.
我们的同事。
Maybe it's our colleagues.
我们为他祷告。
We pray for them.
求神把福音的负担放在我们里面。
May God put the burden for His gospel in us.
先为他们摆上祷告。
First, we lay upon our prayers for them.
恳切地为他们祷告。
We pray with all earnestness.
祷告到一个地步。
We would pray to such an extent.
我们里面对他的爱。
In us, we understand His love.
能够愿意爱这个灵魂。
And we are enabled to love the soul.
而求神现在就做工在这个人的身上。
And may God to work in his heart right now.
让他能够愿意有个柔软的心来到神的面前。
So that he will have a soft heart before God.
我们去邀请他来参加福音的聚会。
And then we invite him to the gospel meeting.
我天天为做这个灵魂的祷告。
We pray for this soul every day.
求神让他能够来到福音的聚会当中。
So that God can enable him to come to this gospel meeting.
在聚会的里面。
And during the meeting,
我们一边听着讲员的福音
as we hear the preaching of the gospel,
一边心里默默地为他祷告
in our heart, we pray silently for this person,
让福音进到他的心里面
so that the gospel can enter into his heart,
开他的心窍
and it can open his eyes and the heart,
当我们的讲员呼召他们要接受主的时候
when the speaker calls out for people who wants
to receive the Lord, 让他能够站起来答应主的呼召
so thatGod may enable him to stand up and answer the calling, and I can accompany him.
我陪着他,
I accompany him,
跟他一同祷告,
and pray for him.
让他能够借助这样的福音的聚会,
and through the gospel meeting,
能够得着神的救恩,
he can gain the salvation.
这就是与神同工。
This is co-working with God.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹都可以在这样的事上来学习。
So every single brother and sister can learn in this matter.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
神托独生子为我们舍命。
His only begotten Son,
要救所有的人。
So that he can save all.
我们得着神的救恩的神的儿女。
We have gained the salvation of God and we're children of God.
更要这样来为着神而做工。
We need to work even more for God.
这样我们自己蒙神的恩典。
So that we ourselves would gain the grace of God.
也把神的恩典带给我们周围的人。
We also bring the grace of God to people near us.
回头我们讲了亚伯拉罕。
Earlier we talked about Abraham.
神对他说话。
God spoke to Abraham.
他愿意完全的顺服。
And Abraham was totally willing to obey.
然后当他跟儿子一步一步向前行的时候。
And as his son and him walked step by step.
虽然他心在滴血。
Even though his heart was dripping blood.
但是他里面知道。
But in his heart, he knew
神的要求
God's requirements
要把更大的祝福来赏赐给他
would enable God to give him even greater grace.
他愿意为自己为神摆上
He's willing to offer himself for God.
他觉得这位神是配得他自己敬拜的
He felt that this God was worthy for his worship.
他觉得知道这位神是配得他完全的奉献的
This God is worthy of all his all sacrifice.
所以他认识到神是怎样的一位神。
So he knew what kind of God he is.
他认识这位神是使死人复活的神。
He knew that this is a God who could give life to the dead.
他认识这位神是死无变为有的神。
And this is the God who calls into being that which does not exist.
他也知道这位神配得他完全的敬拜和奉献。
And he knows that this God is worthy of all his worship and all his consecration.
所以他们一步一步的向前行。
Therefore, the two of them walked on together step by step.
而且他要从信心里面发出这样的呼喊。
And from his faith, he would give out this cry.
因为他说，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
但愿亚伯兰信心也成为我们的信心。
May we also have the faith of Abraham.
亚伯兰顺服也成为我们的顺服。
May we also have the obedience of Abraham.
当这样，我们更能经历神的丰盛的恩典。
In this manner, we can experience even more of His abundant grace.
当他们到了山上
，When they came to the mount,
他们到了神所指示的地方。
They came to the place of which God had told them.
亚伯兰站在筑坛。
Abraham built the altar.
把柴柴摆上。
He arranged the wood.
然后捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
And bound his son Isaac and laid him on an altar on top of the wood.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
在这件事情上，我看见亚伯拉罕他真的甘心乐意的奉献。
From this, I can see that Abraham was totally willing to do this offering.
在这件事情上，他完全的摆上。
On this, we can see that he totally offered his all.
我看见当亚伯拉罕这样完全顺服的时候。
We see that as Abraham totally obeyed in this manner,
神有什么反应?
What was the reaction of God?
圣经告诉我们说,
The Bible told us,
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说,
The angel of the Lord called to him from heaven.
Abraham, Abraham.
And said, Abraham, Abraham.
看在这里，使者的说话。
You see that the angel of the Lord spoke.
在这里说 Abraham, Abraham.
Abraham, Abraham.
神的心比亚伯兰更急啊。
God's heart was even more fervent than Abraham's.
虽然亚伯兰在那里，他心只是在痛。
Even though Abraham's heart was aching.
但是亚伯兰的这样的一个顺服的表现。
But because of his total obedience.
甚至实在叫神的心得到满足。
God's heart was satisfied.
他使者马上在这里呼召。
So the angel of the Lord immediately called out.
亚伯兰亚伯兰。
Abraham, Abraham.
神马上在拦阻这个事情。
God immediately wanted to stop this matter.
多少是神对我们要求。
A lot of times God has some requirements of us.
他乃是要把更好的祝福赏赐给我们。
Because he wanted to give us even greater blessings.
神不要 不是要剥夺我们那到一个地步让我们没有办法承受。
God does not want us to strip us to a certain extent that we cannot bear.
乃是要显明他的爱。
But he wanted to reveal his
love. 当我们愿意的时候。
When we're willing.
我们还没有献上。
Even though we have not even offered it up.
当我们心愿意献上的时候。
But only when our hearts are willing.
神就已经得着满足。
God's heart is already satisfied.
神在那里对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，亚伯兰。
And God said to Abraham, Abraham, Abraham.
亚伯兰说，我在这里。
And Abraham said, Here I am.
天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手。
And the angel said, Do not stretch out your hand against this lad.
一点也不可害他。
Do nothing to him.
你看见，神不是要害这个小孩。
You see that God was not trying to lay his hand on
the lad. 他乃是要让亚伯兰把他的心献在神的面前。
He wanted Abraham to offer up Abraham's heart before him.
他说现在我知道你是敬畏神的。
And for now I know that you fear God.
因为你没有把你的儿子。
Since you have not withheld your son.
就是你独生的儿子。
Your only son.
留下来不给我。
You did not withheld from me.
亚伯兰在这里把自己完全献上。
So Abraham offered his all.
把他一切的希望献上。
He offered all his hope.
把所有他一切的完完全全地献在神的面前。
All he has, all he was, he offered up before God.
在这里，神说。
And so here God said.
我知道。
I know.
我现在我知道。
Now I know.
你是敬畏神的。
That you fear God.
因为你没有留下一样不给我。
Because you have not withheld anything from me.
连你最爱的儿子。
Even the son, your only son.
就是你独生的儿子，你也没有留下来不给我。
You did not even withhold your son, your only son from me.
这样完全的奉献。
This is total sacrifice.
让我们的神心得着满足。
And that gives a satisfaction to our, the heart of our God.
所以。
Therefore.
我们看见我们愿意来把自己献给神。
We see that when we're willing to offer ourselves up to God.
因为神是配得我们敬拜的。
God is worthy of our worship.
唯有这样完全的奉献。
It is only in this total offering.
是真实的敬拜。
That is true worship.
当神这样向他说话的时候。
When God spoke to him in this manner.
亚伯拉罕举目观看。
Abraham raised his eyes and looked.
一看，看见什么？
What did he see?
看见一只公羊。
He saw a ram.
两只脚，两个脚。扣在稠密的一个小树丛里面。
A ram caught in the thicket by his horns.
亚伯拉罕就取了这个公羊来。
And Abraham went and took the ram.
献为燔祭。
And offered him up for a burnt offering.
代替他的儿子。
In the place of his son.
所以在这里亚伯拉罕就给那个地方起名叫什么？
So what did Abraham call the place?
耶和华以勒。
Jehovah Jireh.
所以直到今天还有人说。
So as it is said, even to this day,
在耶和华山上必有预备。
In the mount of the Lord, it will be provided.
现在我问你一个问题。
Now I ask you this question.
请问这个公羊是什么时候扣在哪里的？
When was this ram caught in the thicket?
弟兄姊妹，你们谁可以告诉我这个公羊什么时候扣在哪里的？
Brothers and sisters, can anyone tell me when this ram was caught in the thicket?
早就扣，早到什么时候
？Somebody said it was caught in the thicket a long time ago. How early?
我也不知道。
I don't know either.
但是我在信心里面有这样一个看见。
But I have this seeing in, by faith.
当亚伯罕跟他儿子说。
When Abraham said to his son.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
我个人非常相信。
I personally believe.
当亚伯罕在这里发出信心的呼喊的时候。
When he cried out by faith in this manner.
神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
当亚伯罕这样的信心的呼喊发出的时候。
When he cried out by faith in this manner.
羊羔就扣在那里。
The ram was caught in the thicket.
多少时候我信心信到哪里。
A lot of times, we're only carried as far as our faith.
神的成就在哪里？
And that's where God would accomplish.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前正是学习一个信心的功课。
So I truly pray that all the brothers and sisters can learn this lesson.
多少时候我们信心信到哪里？
A lot of times, as far as our faith would lead us.
神的成就在哪里？
God would accomplish as much.
所以求神帮助我们在神的面前信心被成长。
May God help us so that our faith will grow.
不是到有困难的时候，很艰难的时候才开始相信。
It is not because we're fallen into difficult positions, then we start to believe.
我们在日常生活中。
In our daily lives.
在微小的事上。
In small matters.
我慢慢慢慢开始学习。
We can learn slowly.
今天一件小的事情，你能够把它摆在神的面前。
Today we put a small thing before God.
你在神面前祷告。
You pray before God.
你看见神听了你的祷告。
And you see that God hears your prayers.
下一次你就会更容易把大一点的事情放在神的面前。
Next time you'll be able to put a larger matter in front of Him.
然后你要看见神答应你的祷告。
And then you see that God answers your prayers.
然后在非常困难的时候，你也能够祷告在神面前。
And then lastly, in very difficult times, you can also bring that before your prayers.
你就看见神迹发生在你身上。
Then you see that miracles happen to you.
也许我讲一个见证。
I will give you a testimony.
也许不一定能够跟题目很非常密切。
It may not be closely tied to the topic today.
但是我想这是一个人站在神面前的信心的一个故事。
But this is a story about a man's faith before God.
这是蛮早以前发生的事情。
This happened a long time ago.
在中国文化大革命那个时候。
In the Cultural Revolution in China.
有一个姊妹。
There was a sister.
她从国内要到香港去。
She needed to go from China to Hong Kong.
她心里有个意念。
She had this desire in her heart.
要到一个自由的地方来侍奉神。
She wanted to go to a free land to serve God.
所以她就偷渡要游泳到香港去。
So she would smuggle and swim illegally into Hong Kong.
但是那个时候是非常危险的一个环境。
At that time, it was a very dangerous condition.
因为政府通知那些军队，凡看见人，格杀勿论。
Because the government ordered the soldiers, if you see any smugglers, just shoot at them.
然后他们这个姊妹跟另外一个人就游泳从国内游泳到香港那边去。
And so this sister with another person swam from China to Hong Kong.
他们游到一段路时候，到了海的大概中间。
And when they reached to the middle of the ocean,
突然间一个巡逻艇就过来。
There was a army boat.
然后那个船远远的过来。
And the boat was coming from afar.
他们大概听到什么声音。
And they heard some voice.
就停在那里。
And the boat stopped there.
那这是一个非常危险的时刻。
This is a very dangerous moment.
那这是在海里的人，那只有吸一口气沉到水下面去。
So people who are on the ocean, they had to dive into the ocean.
那到底一口气能停多久，我也不知道。
And if you just breathe one breath and dive, I don't know how long that would be.
但是因为那个船听到声音不动，停在那里。
Because the boat had heard some noise, it stopped.
那这个姊妹就在水底下就慢慢的呼吸。
So the sister breathed under the ocean.
但是那个船还是不走。
But the boat would not move.
所以她在里面就有一个祷告。
So within her, she had this prayer.
她这个祷告说，主啊，救我。
Lord, save me.
这个祷告其实也不是嘴巴发出来的。
This prayer did not come from her mouth.
因为她那个时候根本不能用嘴巴来祷告。
Because she could not use her mouth to pray.
是心里面 对主耶这样一个祷告。
So from her heart, she had this prayer.
结果非常奇妙的事情。
But wondrously,
她脚在游泳的时候脚不是在动吗？
When you swim, your feet has to pedal.
碰到一块石头。
Her feet struck a rock.
她就站在那个蹲在那个石头底下。
And she has stood on the rock.
那就她可以那个气就可以又长一点。
So she could hold her breath longer.
然后在游泳的人都会知道。
And any of the swimmers would know.
有时候你从水里面也可以吸到气的。
You could also breathe in underwater.
因为她不站在石头上不需要动，所以就比较容易。
Because she was standing on the rock in the ocean, it was easier.
吸一口水。
She would breathe in a mouth of water.
吐出来。
And she breathed out.
再吸一口水，吐出来。
And then she would breathe out a mouth of water.
她就是这样站在那个蹲在那石头上，这样到底过了多久也不知道。
And she was swaddling on this rock for a long time. She didn't even know.
结果后来那个船就开没见听见没听见声音就开走了。
And the boat did not hear any other noise, and so the boat drove away.
然后她听见那船走了，马上冒上来，吸气，吸一口气。
And because she heard that the boat had departed, she rose to the surface of the ocean and she breathed.
但是她吸一口气以后，心里在想。
And after she breathed, she thought in her heart.
不对。
This is not right.
什么不对啊？
What is not right?
她在海中间哪里有石头啊？
I'm in the middle of the ocean. Where was this rock?
她就赶快沉下去找。
And she dived back into the ocean to look for the rock.
找来找去找不到。
She couldn't find the rock.
我不晓得什么原因。
I do not know the reason why.
这个人也不知道是什么原因。
And this person also did not know the reason why.
他知道这神听了他信心的呼喊。
She knew that it was because God had heard his cry in faith.
后来他叫这个姊妹就平安的到了香港。
And this sister arrived safely in Hong Kong.
她是我的妹妹。
She is my sister.
同父同母的妹妹。
She's my blood sister in the same family.
这是信心在神面前又为信心的呼喊。
This is a cry out to God by faith. This is a prayer in faith.
神听了他的祷告。
And God heard her prayer.
当然，我们在生活中。
Of course, in our daily life.
我们常常遇见很多的事情。
We face many different things.
但是当我们凭着信心向神呼喊的时候。
But when we cry out to the Lord by faith.
我们能够经历神的恩典。
We can experience His grace.
经历信心的呼喊。神的答应。
We can experience God responding to our cries by faith.
我相信这个羊羔就是亚伯兰在发出信心的呼喊的时候就留在那里。
I believe that when Abraham cried out to God by faith,
因为他从信心的说神自己必预备燔祭的羊羔。
Because Abraham said by faith, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
求神也借助这样的信心来激励我们。
May God also use this experience to spur us on.
然后耶和华使者第二次对亚伯兰说。
And then the angel of the Lord said to Abraham the second time.
耶和华说你既行了这事。
Because you have done this thing.
不留下你的儿子，就是独生的儿子。
And have not withheld your son, your only son.
我便举着自己起誓说。
By myself I have sworn.
论夫，我必赐给你大福。
I will greatly bless you.
论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。
I will greatly multiply your seed.
如同天上的星，海边的沙那么多。
As the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore.
而且你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies.
他要把更大的祝福来赐给亚伯拉。
He wants to give greater blessings to Abraham.
因为神实在他的心意要把祝福赐给亚伯拉。
But because God's desire is to give him blessings.
不但赐给亚伯拉罕。
Not only to give blessings to Abraham.
并且地上的万国都要因他的后裔得福。
Because all the nations of the earth shall be blessed through him.
因为你听从我的话。
Because you have obeyed my voice.
神实在是愿意亚伯兰蒙福。
God truly desire for Abraham to gain this blessing.
不但愿意亚伯兰得福。
Not only does he want Abraham to be blessed.
也要地上的万族都因为亚伯兰得福。
He also want all the nations of the earth to be blessed through him.
现在神要我们这些神的儿女得着他的祝福。
God also wants children of God to.
只要我们顺服在他的面前。
As long as we obey before him.
让我们在神面前不但我们自己蒙福。
So that not only are we blessed before God.
也把这祝福带给我们周围的人。
We can also bring blessings to people around us.
最后，我们再来从。
Finally,
头来看一下这一段的圣经。
We go back to the beginning to see this passage of the Bible.
神对亚伯兰说
God said to Abraham,
你把你的儿子
Take now your son,
就是你独生的儿子
Your only son,
你所爱的
Whom you love,
献为把他献为燔祭
Offer him as a burnt offering.
到底神对亚伯兰说什么？
What was God saying to Abraham?
都是亚伯兰听懂了什么？
What did Abraham understood?
弟兄姊妹们听懂了什么？
What did we understand?
刚才一开头我说到一件事情。
In the beginning, I mentioned one thing.
神不只是在要求亚伯兰。
God was not only making requirements of Abraham.
神乃是向亚伯兰启示他的心意。
God wanted to reveal his heart to Abraham.
神把他的心掏出来给亚伯兰看。
He wanted to pour out his heart to Abraham.
神说什么？
What did God say?
把你的儿子
Take now your son.
你独生的儿子
Your only son.
你所爱的
Whom you love.
献为燔祭
Offer him as a burnt offering.
神在说什么
What is God saying?
神在把他心里掏出给亚伯兰看
God wanted to pour out his heart to Abraham.
他说神说
God said,
有一天
One day,
我要把我的儿子
I will take your son,
my son. 我的儿子神说我要把我的儿子
Abraham said, I'll take my son.
就是我独生的儿子
My only son,
就是我所爱的
whom I love,
为你们献上
I will offer him up for you.
你听懂了没有
Did you understand?
神在这里把心掏出来六七岁的童的少年人已经说到童子那个时候他已经是约瑟所以我们看见在这里以撒也顺服
Isaac was also obedient.
因为父亲的爱儿子有顺服
Because of the love of the father,Isaac was obedient.
所以我们
the obedient,
我们在的心意看见的圣
God's desire is
降临当我们愿意我们就蒙受神带给我们周围的人
We can also bring blessings to people around us.
我们一起有点祷告
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord, we thank and praise you.
但愿借助这一段的圣经向我们的心来说话
Please use this passage in the Bible to speak to our hearts.
圣灵把你的爱再次浇灌在我们的心中
May you pour out your love through the Spirit into our hearts.
也把顺服的心智放在我们里面。
Give us a determination of obedience in us.
让我们更多经历你的恩典。
So that we can more and more experience your grace.
把祝福带给我们周围的人。
So that we can bring blessings to people around us.
祝福这里的教会。
Bless the church here.
祝福所有弟兄姊妹。
Bless all the brothers and sisters.
但愿荣耀颂赞国度全遍归给爱我们的神。
May glory honor and blessings be and dominion to the God who loves us.
感谢赞美靠主耶稣基督的名。
We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 谢谢。
Thank you.